It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 29th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Ever heard of internet blimps? Me neither, until this week. There's news that Google may be working on a program to deliver wireless internet to sub-Saharan Africa and parts of Asia with the help of high-altitude inflatables. The Wall Street Journal quoted an unnamed source at the company. So far, Google isn't commenting. But the story highlights an interesting issue in the developing world: tech infrastructure. In some cases, a lack of infrastructure can actually allow for innovation. Daya Olapade is writing a book on this topic called The Bright Continent: How African Ideas Are Changing the World. She says in some African countries, the lack of banking options has led to an explosion of mobile payments, where money moves easily from cell phone to cell phone.
The cashlessness that we might take for granted here in the U.S. or in other developed parts of the world, you just can't do if you're in Kenya or if you're in Nigeria. I've had to pay for airline flights, for example, in cash. And it's just a hassle that leads to a lot of other kind of inefficiencies. And I think the figures of roughly 70% of people in sub-Saharan Africa are unbanked, which means they don't have bank accounts, nor do they have access to the kind of electronic payments that you might use to buy something online or to get online. And so telecoms have really stepped in to fill that hole.
Tell me how this sort of thing works. How do you use your cell phone to go about your daily life there?
Yeah, well, I'll use the earliest, best, and most at scale example, which is the example of M-Pesa in Kenya, where I lived for a couple of years while writing the book. And M-Pesa relies upon a telecom. Everyone has a cell phone. If you have a number, it means that you can use that number as your bank account. And in practice, that means you take cash to a kiosk that is, you know, a registered agent of M-Pesa, and you hand them over, let's say, $50. And they put $50 onto your cell phone. And that means that if you send the money to somewhere else, someone else can take that money out from another kiosk, or you can just leave the money associated with your account to withdraw at some later time. And where it gets really useful, I find, is in this thing where you're trying to settle a dinner tab. You can use your cell phone to sort of literally send money by punching in the number of the person you're trying to send money to. Another way in which it's incredibly helpful is for utility payments. And so it really greases the wheels of all kinds of economic activity.
What has struck you about this in terms of how we might actually adopt some of those things here and try and make them work better here?
You're seeing lots of business models piggyback on mobile payment systems. Ticket sales, for example, or grocery shopping, or you're seeing online sort of Amazon-style retailers try and meet this problem where you've got a huge population with marginally increasing spending power, but not so many ways to spend the money. And here, you know, there are mobile payment systems, but again, there's sort of the regulatory and the cultural barriers here. And so without having the imagination that comes from having a deficit, which is the case in Africa, you sort of are stuck with what you've already got.
Daya Olapade is the author of the upcoming book, The Bright Continent: How African Ideas Are Changing the World. Daya, thanks.
Thank you.
And before we go, if you love GIF animations and love to cycle safely, there's a new crowdfunded product you'll love. The Monkey Light Pro uses LED light bars that fit in the spokes of your bike wheel. It's not your mom's handlebar streamers. The Monkey Light uses an accelerometer and magnets to keep those animated cat cartoons dancing while you pedal away. Check out a video of these ridiculous things at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.